Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Which boss do I serve? Or from conflict into making magical moments, or M cubed. Well, folks, if you're like me, you're scheduled with not a lot of what us psychologists and researcher types call degrees of freedom, or in regular English, wiggle room. My to-dos specifically, and in no particular order for those of you bossy listeners who might feel you have dibs on my time, a full-time job. And in my wiggle room spare time for Upstate, I write checkup from the neck ups and tape commercials in various newscast spots as a psychology expert and do my reporter bit on the local PBS WCNY TV show Cycle of Health. Check it out Thursday p.m. at 8 and Sunday night 6:30. Fun stuff for sure, but time eaters. And I'm a husband, at least on days when my wife says I qualify for that honorific. And I'm a dad, although some days the kids say I'm more of a talking dumb, shamefully dressed, even walking weird blot on the landscape. And as some of you know, I've been the caretaker son of a 98-year-old mom with Alzheimer's, recently passed away. Although I've discovered that saying goodbye to mom put me in the new role of mom's money distributor, arguing, or rather explaining, of course, to the suddenly very interested in all things mom relatives why the guy who did the work is getting more than those who did less. Hint from Heloise's cousin, Dr. Neckup. Clarify these money proclamations when the bequeather is still able to articulate said rationale, or if it's too late, hire a lawyer to referee. While the mantra, greed is good, is humming along below all the friendly family conversations. If you don't, you'll probably find out the hard way why lawyers get paid the big bucks. Anyway, you get the picture. I'm busy and sometimes stressed, and since I'm a bit heavy on the worker bee-itis, off by myself, toiling alone, I'm also trying to get my merit badges in friendlier and chilling. Long story short, one way I de-stress is by tuning out all my conflicting inside and outside my head bosses and moving the bod. By running and biking and heart-thumping, no interruption, create those pain-killing, mood-lifting endorphin excursions. So the other day, after earning good hubby points by negotiating for the time in advance, I'm striding roadside at just the pace for my aging athlete training plan, which will get me back at the Pam and Rich homestead on time, punctuality never being my strong suit, but necessary for the good hubby star. I am in the zone. And then, interruption alert. A car coming towards me with the passenger's arm sticking out the window, index finger extending whilst he hollers, "Hey, bud, got a sec. My mind says, what about the on-time award and the gold star for the endorphin training? Don't stop, Rich. Don't stop. Conflict. But the loudest voice says, "Rich, chill. Be friendly." "Okay. We're looking for such and such a road." "Never heard of it. What's there?" "Garage sale." "Oh. Any cross street listed in the ad or landmarks?" Let me see. Tick tock, tick tock. My heart rate settles. Breathing calms. No zone, no more. Nope, no cross streets or landmarks, but oh, I bet. And pretty soon my head is in through the window. I'm pointing to the street on the map. "You follow this road and make a right here and a quick left and then another." I'm chilling like a villain, a friendly villain. Boy, my kids would hate me saying chilling like a villain. "Oh, okay, I see. Okay, thank you very much for the directions." And then the payoff with a laugh, he says, "And by the way, you've got the cleanest fingernails I have ever seen." We are laughing. Thanks again. Endorphin surge from fun and laughs. Who would have thunk it? I've got the cleanest fingernails ever seen. Yeah. M cubed. Making magic moments. One fingernail at a time. M cubed. Mixing heart healthy running with heart healthy friendly with life healthy flexibility. M cubed. Got to remember that. Making magic moments. I'm Dr. Richard Michael, spelled with three M's, O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.